Hello, hi Amory friends. Welcome back to another episode. This episode of Amory is going to be really different. It's something I've been toying with for a while, and now seems like the right time. So I had a friend come visit here, a couple, well, maybe last month, and he has been in the Amory field for a while now. So he's been listening to the podcast for a while, came down to the Amory retreat last November. Did my self-love course and came down again to work on a project that overlapped with something Marty's working on. So he was kind of in the field, got to host him for a little while. He is both a client and a friend. So when he shared this WhatsApp message with me, unprompted, just something that he was going through, when I listened to it, it really hit me. I got to see full circle the evolution of a human from a self-aware place because he's been doing the work. So he gave me permission to share the message he left for me with you, which I am so grateful for. In fact, he and I had talked about recording a podcast about some of the learnings that he's done or had over the last 6 months, year. And I feel like this actually, by sharing the recording, which is shorter, probably does the trick a little better because it's the in the moment, real time, as the insight is arising. And I think that carries the most energy. I love talking about past insights, but really they don't hold as much energy. So I am doing this with full consent to share this message and actually my response to him. And I'm going to do this for a couple reasons. One, because I think it's so fun to be let into people's worlds like this. It's not a professional recording, it is a WhatsApp message. And I think to me, it goes to show me personally, like the realization that I'm having out of this is that when we allow ourselves to be influenced by people, so you know that phrase that you are the combination of the five people you spend the most time with, that's real, you guys. That is really real. Because the people that we spend time with are the ones where we naturally are absorbing things. Now, whether or not we're having really conscious conversations about a topic or just around people to see how they live, how they be, absorbing pieces and giving pieces of ourselves to the other person too. So I feel like that is what's coming up for me as I head into the idea of a 6 month program. I'll share more about that at the end of this message series in case you're interested. Because spending 6 months with a group of people to me is the ultimate way. And 6 months virtually, my friends, not in person, at least not yet. That would be a massive retreat. But 6 months virtually, in a conversation about life, about growth, about self-awareness. It's kind of like self-love mastery level. The 6 month program that I'm creating doesn't have a title yet. I actually want to see if I can get away with not naming it. I would love the participants of the first program to name it because they are the ones who will know this is actually what I received from it. This was the growth that I had. This was, you name it, literally. So the reason I'm sharing this message from my friend right now is that I think it is what I'm aiming for. This is what I want more of because I like longer term relationships, even with clients. I like that longer term relationship because you can see the arc, you can see the evolution of a human being. It is nothing short than miraculous to have a front row seat on someone's evolution at this depth. So I share this with you. I invite you, if my words right now or the message is resonating, if you want to be in this sphere, in this conversation around the mind-body connection, around our own agency, around self-awareness, around the patterns of our life and how they ripple out over, this thing that we call time. I'm looking for you. I'm calling you. I am calling you into my field because I want to be influenced by you. I want to be with you for the next 6 months in conversation so we can see how deep we can go, so we can dive into this together and create something in a container that then I could offer to more people going forward. So that's it. That's where I'm at, my friends. Like I said, listen to these messages. See if anything's resonating for you. And again, just this huge shout out to my friend who is open enough to let me share these. It means so much. Okay, without further ado.
Hey, I just woke up, so my voice is probably going to sound like it, but I wanted to give you an update. I'm having a huge turnaround, and it's good. And a lot of it is, believe it or not, a combination between the stuff you've been sharing with me forever, the self-love stuff, but in combination with a book that Marty just shared with me this week that I've been going through. It's Michael Singer's book, Untethered. And he basically picks apart who you are and the role that that's playing in me being able to love myself is it's showing me how to separate who I am from the toxic pollution that is awash in my mental thoughts. Now, I re-listened to the podcast yesterday, the little short one that you did that was part of our self-love course, and you talked about emotions and how to identify emotions and let emotions just wash through you because you're either you don't want to be awash in emotions, and you don't also want to try to avoid emotions. You want to find that place where you can see them for what they are and then use them. But I was able to take that same principle, and I've been doing that. I've been doing that successfully with my emotions, and it's allowed me to grieve, and it's allowed me to not store these things up as something that's going to, energetically, I think cause physical harm. But I, for whatever reason, as either, I don't know why. Maybe I'm a man, maybe I'm a human, maybe it's because I was disconnected as a youth, maybe for lots of reasons. Mentally, my thoughts are very different from my emotions, and they are completely, it's a completely different playing field and a different game, but it's the same rules. And so in his book, he was talking about, well, who are you? Well, now that you're thinking about who you are, obviously that's not who you are. And it was a little bit of a mind game, but he did such a good job of describing it. And he said, it's actually the opposite of internal family systems. Because internal family systems says, okay, listen to all of these communicators that are going on in your head and identify them and categorize them. And this one is, a fireman that's trying to put things out. And this one is a protector. And this one is an exile. He's not allowed. And, all of these triggers and things come up, and it got really complicated for me, and I couldn't quite figure it out. And I wasn't friends with all these guys. And what Michael Singer says is, you're none of those guys. They're not part of you. Just let them wash through like clouds in the sky. Just let them wash by. Just like you said, for to do with emotions, I can do that with my thoughts. And so I put that into practice yesterday. And I was like, whoa, this is a game changer. I can just let this thought, and because when you were asking me, okay, when you start feeling an emotion, where does it show up in your body? Well, it doesn't. It shows up in my thoughts. My body is a tool, but really not me. I'm disconnected from that, have been for a long time. There are diagnoses who describe that. I won't go into that right now, but it would show up in my thoughts, and these thoughts would just, I was awash in thoughts. And the picture that I have in my mind this morning, which is kind of funny, which ties it all together so well, is if you've seen a riverbed or the ocean, where it's so polluted that you can't really even see the water. All you see is this rise and fall of this toxic pollution that's floating and integrated into that water. And then all of a sudden you do see a wave, and it's a wave of toxic pollution. And so, yeah, that's how I've been awash in my mind. It's run away from me. And as I've begun to implement this simple little principle of no, don't hold on to that thought. Don't let that thought tie just one more hook into you and try to drag you and your emotions and your communication. Just let that wash by and say no. Yeah, and let your mind be a completely separate tool. And I find myself, his point for doing that was that that's where all your energy goes. If you entertain all of that, that's where all of your energy goes. And it's just lost. And I think maybe as much as I've tried to meditate in my life, I've been able to have an objective viewpoint at times, but not quite this deep. And so I'm having this epiphany, and I wanted to share it with you and just say thank you for bearing with me this long as I've struggled through all of this. And it's making a difference, and I appreciate you. So thank you very much this morning. I don't know, one of the other podcasts I listen to talks about happy Polly moments, and does testimonials and stuff about it. And this is so much different and so much deeper, and I'm beginning to understand what you mean by the whole amory side of things, not just the polyamory side of things. And so I guess this is a happy amory moment, because suddenly I'm seeing, and the tool of polyamory has definitely been, it's the what took me to this place of recognizing my need to retool myself. And I've had this book idea forever, called Shit Together. And basically, that's how I would describe your whole feeling of amory. Is for me, it's shit together. And that is a bit of a coarse play on words, which is what my mind does. But I feel like I'm finally getting my internal mental shit together in a way. And yeah, I think it's doing the prescribed, bringing peace and maybe energy instead of frustration. So I'm sitting in a beautiful jungle up here in the Appalachian Mountains, north of Asheville. I'm at my friend's place, where I might end up landing for a while if my house rents out. And whereas when I was up here a month ago, my mind was spinning out and looking for something to hold on to. Now it's finding itself connected to the little stream right here behind my Jeep, and the birds, and the absolute bliss of nature, and not having to have all of my thoughts in a barn, but being able to just let them flow away down this little river. So, okay, I'm rambling. Thank you. I appreciate you, Megan. Thank you for the investment in my heart and mind. It means a lot to me.
Thank you. Really, thank you. This is one of the most beautiful messages I've ever received. Just really, really thoughtful and self-aware. And I see you. I see you. And you're so welcome for the investment. And I just want to point out that you actually invested in you. You know, you listened to the podcast. You came down here for the retreat. You came down here again and we hung out more. You did the self-love course. You've been walking down this path. You know, I may have walked down a couple steps before you, but it's just like you're here. So it's amazing. It's beautiful. I love the reflection and I love the tools that you're pulling in. And I love your connection between what you learned in the self-love course around just the emotions and letting them kind of flow through. And yeah, and then the mind does the same thing. So thank you for bringing that to my attention where I can draw that line bigger, thicker, more connected for people to see that this is the same process. In actuality, this is the process I want to teach people more, which is these are the patterns of relating. You are feeling the pattern of relating. And once you got that piece around the emotions of like, oh, am I being really grippy? Or, oh, I'm avoiding, like, oh no, I can just be with this. And then it passes through. And then I can be with that too. And oof, that is uncomfortable. And I can be with it and let it through. You applied the same pattern to your thoughts. And it might have been triggered by that book, but you did it. You sensed the pattern. That's it. Like, you're really seeing it. And this is, honestly, this is what I want to dig in more in, like, in the next 6 months. I love the self-love course. I will keep holding that container. And I can feel something bigger growing in me, which is these patterns more identified, more clear, so we have more agency, so we can use the input from our bodies inside and the world outside of us to really see and become aware of these patterns, because they are everywhere. You know, what you just described with your thoughts, you know, a lot of people struggle with it with food, you know, or with money. And, you know, that's been one of my issues is like these patterns are the same. And, yeah, it's becoming like super clear to me. I just got a message from Kyle too, and he was talking about these short story arcs too. It's really funny. I listened to his message and then yours back to back. And he was talking about, just how our mind, you know, especially one of the guys I think in his men's group called it future tripping. This is like you're tripping over the future. You're like getting all crazy when you project your mind into the future and when you feel uncertain and unsafe. You know, if you feel unsafe in your body, your mind is going to create a future story, and that's future tripping. And, you know, and we still need these story arcs sometimes. So you can do the practice of not overly identifying with the thoughts that come up. And then you can also start to see the short story arcs and how could you make a story that actually works for you? I think that's a fun place to play too. And once you clear out all of this toxicity that you were talking about, you know, if that's just what's currently in there and that needs to flush a little bit, when you clear the toxicity, the next stage of this game is like, what are the thoughts? What are the stories that I want to have in there? If the mind thinks, like the mind always thinks, if the mind just thinks, like what fuel am I going to put in there? What story do I want to tell myself? And how can that actually work for me? You know, not how can I delude myself or kid myself, but what are the short-term story arcs that I want to have on loop for a little bit as I'm working through challenges? And it's more than just an affirmation or mantra. This is more like the story that we tell ourselves and about our lives. It is our ego. It's our identity. It's the way we orient ourselves in the world. And you could say like, oh, we shouldn't need this, but it's, you know, we're human. We do actually. Our brain does need, it needs a framework. Like that's what the mind is and does. It categorizes things so that we orient ourselves and we feel safe where we are. And the mind needs a framework. And like I've gone through all these different relationships with my mind and my thoughts, and I've gone to the point where I'm like, oh, I shouldn't need this, and I don't want to, I want to just be okay, like with the unknown, with not knowing. And that's fine, that's great. And there are times and places for frameworks, for story arcs, that are helpful. So that's maybe the next level of the game you can play with once you have mastered the not getting overly identified or avoidant of thoughts, just kind of letting them pass by like clouds in the sky, and just watching it and feeling the loving witness that you are of these thoughts, like that higher self. And then how do you play? So this is all beautiful. It's really, really beautiful to hear. Thank you for thinking about me. Thank you for taking the time to share your experience. Thank you for being vulnerable and open. Like none of this would have happened if you weren't open for it. And again, I'm gonna like put the ball back in your court. Like that was you. You stepped into this. You were vulnerable enough for it. You, like, you're leading your ship here. You're steering your ship. So good job. Really good job. Sending you a hug, a big hug, my friend. Take care.
So there you go, a peek into WhatsApp messaging. Thank you again to my friend who shared openly. And don't you just want to read the book Untethered Soul by Michael Singer? After re-listening to this message, I've gone back in. I already had that book downloaded, but I don't think I've read it yet. So who's with me? You want to jump into that one? Seems like a beautiful, a beautiful book. And just to point out, whether or not we're interacting with other people in our lives or reading books or listening to podcasts, that is like spending time with people, right? Isn't it? You're being influenced by them. So again, I'm just going to say thank you for listening. And I'm going to invite you to listen a little bit more if you feel like there's something here for you to join the 6-month program. I'm laughing because I still don't have a name. And it's okay. I want to see if maybe the participants of the first cohort can name it, because this is part of the philosophy. You have never left school. In fact, school is life. Life is school. The curriculum of your life, you're in it. You're in it, my friends. You just didn't get a syllabus. And most of us are missing the framework to truly understand that that which is arising in your life right now, it is your path through. It is your learning journey. I don't want to guarantee what will come out of the 6-month program because honestly, everyone is in a slightly different context. And that's part of the relating patterns that we'll get into over the 6 months. But here's some of the details. So it will be 6 months of interaction. Every other week will be a 90-minute group call, and the opposite weeks will be a one-on-one call with me so that we can really dig in deep. We will have a WhatsApp group that we will be communicating with to keep the conversation alive. There will be action work and there will be inner work. It is the same. It is the same. So, what are we digging into? If that's the question, this is what is arising for me now. It is a deep dive into yourself, really leveling up your self-awareness in ways that will have a lifelong impact. Not only with it for you, obviously, but for anyone, everyone that you share your life with. Some of the basic questions, we will be guided by questions. So every week there will be a different question to ponder because I am asking these questions too. I'll share resources. But I think it's really, I trust each one of you to be able to discover yourself and to learn what you need to learn by just being asked the question. The problem is that most of us don't spend time in this category of asking ourselves these deep, meaningful questions. So, two of the most basic questions in the program will be, am I safe in this relationship? Am I safe in this relationship? That goes with people, that goes with yourself, that goes with objects, like food and money, or in your environment. Our nervous system is the first thing to respond. And whether or not we are actually threatened or think we're threatened, when our nervous system responds, our whole world shifts. That is, we are being, everything is filtered through that lens of fight or flight. So the question is, can I create safe, loving, healthy relationships with everything and everyone around me? That feels crazy and daunting, but I think that's life itself. The question that comes to mind a lot for me is, can I be with what is arising? Can I be with what is arising? And, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of times it's no. You know, a lot of times the pattern of relating comes from attachment theory, right? Because that is the way that we relate, we show up in relationships, is the through that particular lens. Am I safe? Great. I'm secure. I can be with what is arising. That feels, you know, those aren't going to hold the lessons for you. You're already going to be safe there, which is great. And the other places, the other extremes, like, oh, I'm avoiding, I am really pulling away. Why? Because I'm unsafe. Or, oh my God, I'm being ridiculously controlling. Why? Because I'm unsafe. Oh, what if I empower myself to create safety here? I'm going to make a caveat here. If this is a new conversation for you and you haven't quite dived, I don't know what it is, into your own mind-body connection, I will ask you to start with the self-love course, because this is the 6-month program is really for people that feel like they at least have somewhat of a handle on their own inner workings of thoughts, feelings, just like you heard my friend mention. He is now seeing those patterns of the way he relates to his emotions, and now can more healthily be with emotions. Now he's more healthily related to his thoughts, can be with those thoughts and let them go without getting grippy, controlling, or avoiding, which creates resistance, which literally just holds those thoughts in place. So it's the same thing. If that is a new thing for you, do the self-love course. Let me know and I'll put you on the wait list. If you're like, okay, Megan, I have a handle on that. I've been practicing it for a while. I'm aware, and my life is still showing up in this way where I like some parts of it, or I really want to go deeper. I feel like I'm through survival mode and now I want to thrive, and I want the skill set to thrive. This is it. These are those patterns that I want to bring up. So, yeah, like I was saying, you can look at your nervous system as being an indicator. And also in Michael Singer's framework, he talks about just being open. When our heart and mind are open, we are able to fully show up. And that's been the theme of Emory since we started, is that path of going back into my heart, of feeling open, of knowing when it's closed down and understanding why, and not making myself wrong, and, you know, creating a life that feels, that fits, right? So it's like this biological view and maybe a more spiritual view that I'd like to bring together so that you can see the patterns in your life. Because there's so much happening inside. What is happening inside gets reflected out in our outside world, and what is happening in their outside world is what is inside. It is one and the same. There might be a little lag there sometimes. Sometimes you can make a shift internally. You can have a new way of relating to yourself, a new identity, a new decision that you make about yourself. And then you're like, oh man, my outside world like doesn't match this. And then you'll see little by little, sometimes it's fast, then your outside world will start to match your inside world. Or sometimes you're going to be faced with massive challenges out here, and that can start to shift the way that you relate to yourself. And then your outer chaos then kind of gets like quickly absorbed. So it's this crazy balance between the two. You know, we are creating our environment and are created by it. And it's just like the mind body. They both are interrelated. And that's why relationships, to me, it's at the center. Everything is in relationship to everything else, which feels really, really big. So we'll chunk it down over 6 months to understand what are the patterns of relating? What are your patterns of relating? Where might you be avoiding things? Where might you be overly controlling things? How do you create a secure relationship with yourself and the world around you? Some other patterns of relating that have come up for me, and I'm sure I will discover more, they are resources. Every living thing needs to be resourced, right? A plant needs, you know, minerals and water and sunlight. We are biological living beings. We have needs. We have needs on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual realms. And all of those play into everything, the amount of energy that we have, how we show up in the world. So there's a main through line question, which is, am I resourced? Am I resourced? And am I allowing for those resources? Am I avoidant? Am I controlling? How am I relating to my resources? Another thing that we'll get into is agreements. I love this story. Actually, my mom agreed to do, test out psilocybin with me when she was down here visiting, and she did a light dose. I did a light dose. It was really nice. And right towards the end, the insight that came up to me was, it was just like this. I am a walking ball of agreements. I'm a walking ball of agreements. And ever since that moment, which was maybe 2 months ago, I'm laughing because that is the baseline of a relationship is an agreement. Now, we don't think about our relationships that way. You know, we're born into certain agreements in our culture. Many of you are listening to this podcast because you've started to shift the agreement of how you need to relate in an intimate or romantic sense, that it is possible to love more than one person at a time. That is a shift of agreement. But I bet you never even said, like, when you were growing up, I agree. I agree to love one person at a time. No, we didn't do that. We stepped into agreements. And most of our life is built out of, I would say, like 90, 95% are just agreements that we didn't know we agreed to. And when we start to see our life and the way that we behave in certain environments with ourselves, with others, it's a ball of agreements. I'm sure that there are some agreements working for you. Keep those. I'm sure that there are some agreements that are not working for you, especially in light of what you might want to do, be, and see in your life. So, digging into those agreements is part of it. We'll also look at the context of life, right? Nothing is binary. Nothing is binary. Everything's a continuum and on a spectrum, you know, between rigidity and chaos, there's a spectrum. If your life is too rigid, bring in some chaos, bring in some unknown. If your life is too unknown and not settled enough, bring in some rigidity, some structure. You know, one person's medicine would be the other person's demise if they listen to that. That's why I think that there's never just one truth. I think that all truths depend on the context of where you find yourself, and that is the content context thing. You know, you're not existing in a bubble. You exist in your environment. That is a thing. What is the interplay between you and that environment? What is the context? What is the medicine needed in that moment? And only you are going to know that truly. So I will ask you questions. I can guarantee you that. I will bring resources. I will bring an open heart. I will bring a safe container. I will bring my passion for this area. I will bring my commitment to see through this conversation with you for 6 months to show up for you day in, day out, whatever's required. That is my commitment to you. And for anyone interested in this program, I ask that you commit to yourself, that you don't get off the roller coaster ride. That's really important. No stopping halfway through, because life will inevitably bring up challenges. And I believe that that's your curriculum of life right now. So instead of just facing these challenges by yourself, hopefully you're not. Hopefully you're resourced and you have partner or partners or friends, family, structure around you that already supports you through challenges. I'd like to be an additional structure for your challenges to support the next evolution, the next phase, the next chapter or iteration of your life so that you can relate healthily to your wants and desires and needs to know that what you have, who you are in the world is a gift. It is not something to be ashamed of or hide. I want you to know and to be able to shine your brightest light into the world. My friends, we need you. We need you. So, like I said, if you're just starting this journey, don't go directly into this course. Do the self-love course first. If you have the basics down, and we can talk about this in a free one-on-one, just send me a message and we'll talk for 20 minutes and I'll tell you which program might be better. 8 week self-love course first or the deep dive 6 month program. I'm so excited. Oh yeah, and it starts June, the week of June 12th. It'll be a noon call. I don't know exactly what day yet. Right now, the handful of people that are already signed up are open on the days. So I love it. Already connecting to people in New Zealand and South Africa and obviously the US and Canada. So it's already an international group. Just looking for a few more souls, untethered souls that are ready to step into this journey. So thank you for letting me share. I'm so grateful for this relationship. This feels really beautiful and I'm so grateful for it. So thank you for listening. One last question. If you would like to do a live coaching session, maybe not live, if you would like a free coaching session that you don't mind being recorded and that we could maybe share parts of on Amory, the podcast, and allow others to learn through your breakthroughs, I would be willing to talk to you as well. Looking for 1 to 2 people per month that are willing to do that. So that's what I got for you right now. Thank you, everybody. Sending you love. Enjoy your journey.